everyone. I think we might as well get started. My name is Kathy Shue. I am the medical director of the Sylvie Ritel STD HIV Prevention Training Center up in New England, and I'm one of the two co-chairs of what's known as the NNPTC. And to my left here is Pat Corey Doniger, who is the other co-chair of the NNPTC right now with me. And today I'm delighted that all of you have made the decision to join us and take a little sampler of some of our trainings that we do. So hopefully every one of you in the audience, as you came in through the door, picked up two items. One is a participant information form. That is the only thing that we traditionally charge for our trainings is paperwork. So we will request that you fill that out so that we understand who has actually come to this today. I know that this is a subset of course, the conference that we're all taking part in, but we would like to know specifically who all of you are in the audience. The number two item that you should have picked up as you came in through the door is a little widget, what I would call a little widget, a little remote controlled device. Does everyone in the audience have both of those things, a piece of paper with a participant information form as well as a widget? If you do not have either one of those, please raise your hand and there will be people who will come around to distribute those. Could you raise your hand if you do not have either of those two things? Okay, then I think we can get started. This is why you need the two devices. Here's the first question for all of you in the audience today. What does NNPTC stand for? So what I need you to do is think about your multiple choice options here. They include the Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, the Northern Nebraska Polecat Taming Coalition, the No to No Parent-Toddler Coalition, the National Network of Prevention Training Centers, or the Narcissistic Narcoleptic Paraprofessional Tenors of Canada. Please make your selection now. You can choose 1 through 5. Feel free to make any selection, and not only that, when you make your selection on your remote control device, you can change your mind, and the device will only record and transmit whatever was your last response. So go ahead. Please hit your response. Okay. If all of you can make that choice again or change your mind to a different response, go right ahead right now. Oh, excellent. Okay. Is everybody done? Let's see what the choices are here. Excellent. We can all go home now. The workshop is over. I'm kidding. Okay, next question for all of you. How familiar are you with the prevention training centers? Is it to the level of you have taken a course with us, or you've heard about us, or this is really your first exposure to the prevention training centers, or you're really thinking you're supposed to be at the Northern Nebraska Polecat Training Coalition and you're in the wrong workshop? That one would be in the Grand Ballroom. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead and make your selection now. It'll give us a sense of the audience. Okay, I feel like I ought to be singing the Jeopardy song here. Oh, excellent. Okay, quite a nice distribution here. Well, this will be a hopefully lovely first exposure for some of you to the prevention training centers. And let's just spend a few minutes describing who we are, and then we're going to get right into experiencing a few of the things that we actually do. So the NNPTC, who we are, is a network of 18 regional training centers funded by the Centers for Disease Control. Each PTC is created as a partnership between a health department and a university. We focus upon translating research into practice, and we're addressing the STD, HIV, clinical, behavioral, and partner services training and technical assistance needs of the public health workforce, as well as clinicians on the front lines diagnosing, managing, and treating STDs. Annually, we manage to reach over 35,000 students and achieve 17,000 hours of training on a yearly basis. The PTCs, this national network, includes really three parts. The clinical training centers, also referred to as Part 1 PTCs, have been in their current formulation or some formulation similar to it since 1979, relating to healthcare practitioners on the latest STD diagnostic and treatment procedures. The behavioral intervention training centers have been in inception since 1995 on the latest evidence-based HIV prevention interventions and program capacity skills building. And the partner services training centers have existed since 1995 and focus mainly on STD-HIV partner management and program support skills read for our public health workforce. Where are we located? Really, we are a national network, and it is true that we have locations all across the nation, so you can just look on this map and find the closest one in your own backyard. And this is the website that you could go to actually identify which prevention training center is the designated one to serve the needs of your particular area of the nation. You can actually select which member of the organization is the one teaching to the people in your area.
And just to give a little bit more specific information, the clinical training centers, as Kathy mentioned, there are 10, one in each federal HHS region. And the training is focused on enhancing clinical skills, learning state-of-the-art STD diagnostics, applying recent advances in STD-HIV prevention, and now, more recently, the STD-HIV interaction issues, including incorporating rapid testing in STD clinics or in other medical settings, for example. The behavioral training centers have a broader scope, actually, than just teaching about behavioral interventions. There are four, one in each quadrant of the U.S., and the training is focused on evidence-based not only HIV prevention, but also STD prevention interventions. And there are a growing number of evidence-based STD prevention interventions, and you've heard somewhat about that through the conference. The Part 2s also teach capacity-building courses, so how to select appropriate public health strategies or evidence-based interventions for your particular populations upon which you're focusing, also how to do program evaluation, how to adapt evidence-based behavioral interventions, including the DEBIs. So there's a lot of program support that's offered as well. And we provide technical assistance. The Part 2s are now doing technical assistance for some of the evidence-based interventions for people who want more help with implementation after training. The partner services, the Part 3s, also focus one in each quadrant of the U.S. There are four. And the training is focused on evidence-based interviewing, counseling skills, and also the development of critical skills to support STD case management. Again, the Part 3 partner counseling sessions are busy with integration of STD and HIV partner counseling services and providing training around that. And they also provide training in program capacity building areas, including STD management. So, as Kathy mentioned, one of the hallmarks of the NNPTC training centers is that we are a combination of offering training that is both didactic and experiential. And you're going to get a little bit of a taste of the experiential training when we break out into the smaller work groups. But the didactic sessions would typically cover for the STD intensive course, which is one of the mainstays that are offered by the Part 1s. The clinical exam, laboratory methods, STD overview, counseling that would be appropriate for STD patients. And the experiential learning includes such things as clinical precepting. So most of the time, the STD intensive course, if it's taught in a three-day format, there's one day of lecture or didactic, and then 2 days where you spend time with a clinical preceptor in an STD clinic seeing patients. And so that's the precepting portion. There's hands-on experience, obviously. There's also case studies and skill demonstration and practice that's used to build skills in addition to the didactic. There are online cases that we have developed. These include components that are both clinical as well as the prevention counseling, the risk reduction counseling, and partner counseling issues for each case. So these are available online. You can see the URL at the bottom of the slide. And these are in PID, obviously genital ulcer disease, vaginal discharge or vaginitis, differential diagnosis there, warts, urethritis, and herpes. So these are very good. They do offer the continuing education opportunities for people who want them, and you could take them at your own leisure time. The website looks like this, and you just go to the stdcases.org and then choose which one you want to go through. Each one takes about half an hour. So, given a little snapshot of what we do, how many feel at this point, if you haven't already taken a course, that you're interested? One, two, or three? Okay. Okay, good. 73% are interested. And as I said before, you'll get a little snippet of what we're going to offer. So what we'll do now is to break into our more experiential learning groups. And this is the International Ballroom. This is A through D. So people who are interested in doing the exam with male and female pelvic models will stay here, and that will be done here. Also, in part of this room will be managing partners and preventing reinfection, and Laura Bachman will be presenting that. So I think that the people who are doing the presentation with Laura Bachman will come more to this part of the room, and she will use slides, and the people who are doing the pelvic models more in the back of the room on your left. Then there will be two breakout rooms. They're directly across the hall and to the right. The Magnolia Room will be focused on taking a sexual history and doing a behavioral risk assessment, and that will be in the Magnolia. And then in the Juniper, there will be a discussion of a syphilis case, an RPR demonstration by Linda Cregan. So without further ado, we will give you time to move to those four areas, depending on your interest. And if you could do that in about 5 or 10 minutes, we'll be spending about 45 minutes, and then you'll switch and go to a different one. So you'll be able to actually have two out of the four experiential learning sessions. Does anybody have questions about that? We will tell you, obviously, when you're in the breakout areas when it's time to switch again, but it'll be 45 minutes for one of the four and then another 45-minute session, depending on which two of the four you're interested in.
Yeah, anyone? Yeah. Yes, there is a question up in the front.
Okay.
Of course.
Given the plenary this morning talking about the new vision for moving more at sexual health in general, what are the plans for you guys to start developing some training to incorporate into the system so that you can spread out, you know, beyond the people that are trying
The question was, given this morning's insightful opening plenary session, what are the plans of the National Network of Prevention Training Centers to react to that? Is that an appropriate way to phrase it?
Promote it.
To take it forward and think about.
I can answer.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a couple answers here. You want to go ahead, Pat, and start?
One of the things that I think is important to look at, and this is a focus for the Part 2 Behavioral Prevention Training Centers, is looking at not only risk reduction but health promotion. And so some of our courses, we're actually already developing more of a focus on health promotion behaviors, not just risk reduction behaviors. So instead of just reducing risky sex or reducing risky substance use, we're looking at getting hepatitis vaccines, getting HPV vaccine, getting tested for STD, getting your partner tested, and trying to promote a positive health behaviors. So I think that will continue, and I think it will be broadened when we think about the PIXI initiative. Obviously, we've heard about that we will have more of a focus in all areas of communicable disease and not just in one disease-specific area. And in that way, it will be more encompassing in terms of sexual health and each one having a specific, you know, a disease-specific area. I think there could be further work looking at some of the social determinants of health and how those play a part in terms of sexuality and promoting healthy sexuality. And there's course development right now going on around looking at the social determinants of health and what are social structural interventions that are important to different populations in order to promote a healthy sexuality.
Yes, just in the back. Right. I will. That was just a reminder from one of the Prevention Training Center coordinators that we do want those widgets back. Please don't walk home with them. They won't work remotely all the way to Denver from wherever your home state is. Before we move on, can I just ask if there are any other questions from the audience this morning, either related to the National Network of Prevention Training Centers, our trainings, or related to what we're going to do in the next hour and a half?
Why is there such a large area of the Eastern Seaboard that's not specifically covered by a PTC?
Maybe that was just a function of the map that we displayed, but... No, every area of the nation is subdivided and has a prevention training center that locally would work with you to do clinical trainings. There are 10 scattered across the land, and the Eastern Seaboard has clinical training centers based in Baltimore, in Boston, in New York City, as well as Florida, if you count that as the southern end of the New York. Did I?
Okay, well, that
Raleigh as well, yep. If that's just because a dot is not physically located, simply because we can't be every place at once, there is always a training center that covers you. So you'd have to go to the website and identify which training center is the one that covers your jurisdiction area. But there is one that covers you. And as we talked about earlier, the behavioral intervention training centers, as well as the partner services training centers, there's only 4 in the nation. So they really have to cover a very large portion of the nation. But we do strive to do that.
You mentioned there's a lot of off-site training.
Mm-hmm. And as is pointed out to me by my co-chair, we don't just base our training where we're based. We travel. We travel to you, and that is part of our function. We're funded to do that. Any other questions from the audience? Yes, up in the middle. Do you want to?
You mean between, within the NNPTC, between the behavioral and the clinical? Okay. The behavioral training centers are focused more on primary prevention, so that would be behavior change to promote preventing STD, HIV, hepatitis. So it includes public health strategies like counseling and testing, partner services would be the part 3, but also prevention case management and public health strategies, and then the DEBIs. So we do a lot of training on the DEBIs, which are evidence-based interventions being diffused by CDC. So the focus is on primary prevention versus clinical diagnosis and treatment, like the part ones.
Okay. In the interest of time, I think we should move on into the breakout sessions so you can actually get a sample of our trainings. So go ahead and travel to the location of the first one that you would like to sample. Please don't forget to give us both the participant information forms as well as the widgets, the little remote control responses. And thank you all for participating in the beginning portion of the introduction so far this morning. Pat and I will be circulating around to field any other additional questions if you have any about our training centers.